This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Mallari, M-A-L-L-A-R-I. First name, Marlene, M-A-R-L-I-N. The date of birth, October 25th, 1967. The date of evaluation, September 16, 2025. The referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. The reason for consultation, preoperative evaluation. The HBI. The patient is a 57-year-old female who is seen as she is scheduled for left shoulder surgery, period. The patient reports an episode of syncope, which occurred on January 12, 2024, period. She stated that she was waiting for, end quote, the robot, R-O-B-O-T, to come in, close quote. During this period of time, she fell forward with loss of consciousness, period. She injured her mandible, period. She further suffered injuries to C3-C6, which subsequently required surgery, period. She underwent ACD at the C3 level on April 10, 2025, period. At the time of her initial injury, her blood pressure was noted to be 55 over 32, period. It was felt that she was dehydrated, resulting in the episode of passing out, period. She reports residual concussion syndrome and is followed by neurology, period. During her episode of syncope, she also injured the left shoulder, period. She has had ongoing pain involving the left shoulder, period. Pain at times is noted to be dull and other times sharp, period. Pain radiates to the scapular region, period. Typically, it is 8/10 subjectively, period. It is associated with decreased range of motion, period. The past medical history includes that of post-concussion syndrome, next number hypertension, next number urinary incontinence, past surgical history, C-section times 4, next number bariatric surgery, next number breast reduction surgery, next number cataract, next number ulnar release, next number, reconstructive surgery to the left thumb, period. Medications, Losartan 25 milligrams one daily, oxybutynin 10 milligrams one daily, Mounjaro 5 milligrams daily, cetirizine 10 milligrams one daily, topiramate 25 milligrams one BID, spironolactone 25 milligrams one daily. Allergies, penicillin results in hives. Family history, father died of liver cancer. Social history, the patient reports prior history of cigarette smoking. However, she has not smoked since 1999, period. She denies alcohol use. She denies marijuana or any other substance, period. Review of systems. As per HPI, otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 106/73, pulse 78, respiratory rate 16, height 62 inches, weight 112 pounds. In general, the patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The data review. Lab work or pending period. EKG reveals sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute period. There is borderline low limb lead voltage period. ECG is otherwise unremarkable. Of note, the physical examination musculoskeletal revealed left shoulder is noted to be tender to abduction period. There is tenderness and decreased range of motion on external rotation period. There is a valve heel scar involving the anterior neck region period. There is further noted to be a scar involving the left thina eminence period. The impression this is a 57-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury when she experienced a fall / sinkable episode period. Cardiac workup was apparently negative for her syncope episode, and she was felt to have dehydration, period. The patient had injured her left shoulder and is now scheduled for possible distal clavicle resection, subacromial decompression, and arthroscopic rotator cuff repair, period. Medically, she appears clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for same. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you. Addendum. Her MRI apparently revealed a high-grade partial thickness supraspinatus and infraspinatus tear, period. There was also noted to be moderate severe degenerative change of the left acromioclavicular joint, period. She was therefore felt to have rotator cuff syndrome, left shoulder with impingement, and acromioclavicular joint arthrosis, period. She has hypertension, which is controlled, period. She further has urinary incontinence, which is controlled. Again, the patient is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure. She is cleared for same. Thank you.